This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, here we go. Wednesday, 11:40, little three random questions. Number one, if you have to use the bathroom during a movie...
Another bathroom question. We hit one last week, right?
Yeah. This one hit me during the movies. Yeah. I went to see Naked Gun. Did I tell you about that?
You told me you went with your wife. You didn't tell me how it was.
Oh, man.
It was good?
It was very... First of all, comedy, it should be only an hour and 20 minutes, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
There was one scene in there that was laugh out loud, had me, like, crying.
Uh-huh.
So that alone made it worth it. It was good. Like, it was the Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I think they did the originals justice by... what they did here. So anyway, my biggest negative was that I had to go to the bathroom during the majority of it. So if you have to use the bathroom during a movie, you hold it in or you ride it out?
I don't want to be too specific here, but are we talking the easy one or
not emergency. Not emergency.
I'll ride it out for a little bit. You know, especially here's the thing too, because the kid, now they're getting a little older, but I'm still not comfortable doing this. Like, you know, if I had to go to the bathroom for, even though I'm just, right. I would run out, like when I'm there... If it's just myself and my two kids, I'm not going to leave them in a movie theater,
right.
You know, by themselves at age 6, 7, 8, 9.
Right.
You know, my son's 10 now, so I feel a little more comfortable. Hey, I'll be right back, buddy. Just, you know, don't move. Yeah. Anybody comes over, just ignore him, whatever, yeah. Right back. You know, but I would say that it, depending upon the severity, I also try to address that before, which is why we talked about this last time, why I like to get there 25, 30 minutes before, get the popcorn, get the Sprite, go to the bathroom, deal with all the promos and the ads before. At least I know I'm locked in. I don't have to get up.
You know what the issue is? This wasn't a rookie mistake. It wasn't like I drank a lot of water. First of all, it was 8:50 showing.
That is amazing.
Okay,
8:50 in the morning.
Very early.
In the morning.
But yes, 8:50 in the morning. But I went to the bathroom. I didn't even really... I don't think I drank or ate, like, certainly didn't eat popcorn or anything like that. I had a protein bar, which I didn't even have. So, no, I didn't eat anything.
Okay.
And I might have had a little bit of water during the movie. The problem was it was so damn cold in there.
Love it cold.
Yeah. See, I brought, actually, my St. John's, like, zip up. But what do you think happened with that? I tried to tell my wife, like, hey, you know, it's going to be cold in there. Prepare. Mm. So I go in shorts and a t-shirt, but I have my zip up in case. She goes in there, normal, you know, clothes, and she's freezing. So now I have to give her my St. John's zip up.
Yeah, new Johnny's fan. Yeah, she's on the bandwagon.
Yeah, well, whatever. It. But now she's using that, and I'm cold. And I got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss the movie. So that's the dilemma. And it made me think back to one of the longest movies I ever saw, or at least it felt like that, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Love the ride at Disney. Did not see the movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it was
no
like
interest
it might have been Pirates of the Caribbean 2. This had to be like 2003-ish, 2002. Mm-hmm. I was on a date, and I had to go so bad. But I didn't want to miss the movie. I don't like getting up and missing it. I don't want to miss 30 seconds of
the
movie.
Well, number one, you don't want to miss the movie, but also number two, and the way the old theaters were configured, it was much more intrusive. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, that was
you
the
know,
issue
you trying
back
to get
then.
Out of the aisle.
Yeah, plus we were seeing that like at night where it's a packed
theater.
Yeah,
it's packed,
this one wasn't that issue. I just didn't want to miss the movie. So anyway, I do whatever I can, unless it's an absolute, like, I can't hold it anymore. I usually hold it in to watch the movie.
Real quick, so Happy Gilmore 2 or Naked Gun? Which one was better? Which one do you enjoy better?
Man, that's a tough question.
Well, that's why we're asking.
I think, now I enjoyed Happy Gilmore because I love the Sandman. I think Naked Gun was better.
I've heard that from other people too.
Meaning that it did what it was supposed to do better than what Happy Gilmore 2. Happy Gilmore 2, I'm about the Sandman and his friends. I don't need all these cameos from all these celebrities.
Dude, the end of Happy Gilmore 2 was so stupid. Mm. The tilting green?
What the hell are we doing? Well, did you see the first one, Happy Gilmore, where he got hit it off the broken cart thing?
Of course, but I don't know.
And it was 2 hours. Like, that's a long movie.
Yeah, it was long.
All right, number two. How long do you wait for someone to respond to an invite before following up?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It depends on the person, clearly, and it depends on the invite. So I'll give you fun.
Yeah.
I texted my buddies, some of the guys I was on the trip with this past week, right, playing golf with. And I said, listen, I have to get out again before I go and embarrass myself with Francesa. So, you know, I said, I'm playing Thursday, Sam and I said, so I can't do this weekend. We're going down to LBI with the family. I said, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you know, I get off the air too. I can meet you anywhere at 3:30, blah, blah, blah. Usually we're pretty quick with the replies, so nobody responds. So I send back, like, within 3 minutes, crickets, good talk.
Right.
Like, that's my way to kick him in the ass. I need an answer. I need somebody to book a tee time, right, or I'll get on, or I'll be playing. So if it's something like that, immediate. If it's somebody, generally much quicker than not. I am very regimented. Like, I don't like things to linger, so I usually stay on top of that stuff.
And then, so, like, there's one we're having a couple people
Hop's
over.
The worst texter. Or maybe it's just with me. He's a horrendous texter.
Yeah, I've
guy gets back to you the next day sometimes.
I think it depends on what day or what time of the day it is with Hop. But, if I invite people over to my house, like, hey, going to have a small little gathering here. You're invited, you know, a couple other people, whatever. Some people, like, we're in or we're out. Fine. Decisive. Because then I can either extend the invite to somebody else if I want
to. Yeah, the B-list. I got you.
Or whatever. At least you just know how many people. Like, I'm not going to have 50 freaking people over. So it depends. But there are some people I'm like, oh, hey, here's the date, whatever. Well, let me know. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then nothing.
How long do you wait?
Oh, that's why I'm asking you.
Something like that where it's dependent upon responses and there's many other people involved. Like, I mean, worst comes to worst, I could go and jump on a Muni and play 9 holes by myself. Like, I don't need to.
I know,
you always laugh at that. You never heard it called a Muni?
Never heard it until yesterday when you said it was a Muni.
Well, for somebody, and you said this, somebody who's not familiar, and neither was I growing up at all, with the country club world, I would think that you at least would know what a Muni is.
No, I call it a public course, no?
I mean, I call it a Muni.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never heard that.
Short for municipal, which is the same as public. I would say something like that. That's just, like, that's not my friends being distracted or being goofballs. That's people, in your case, not being...
Committed.
Caring, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not caring.
Non-committal or committed, but...
Whatever the word is. But, yeah, insensitive to what you try to do. Well, let me know what the hell's going on.
Well, and also I could see the other side of it, like, all right, yeah, I'll let you know. Like, they're not thinking that my future plans hinge on them coming.
They also have to run it through the wife a lot of times. Yeah. The wives generally have most of the plans.
Dude, that's...
That's a big part of it.
Majority of people are, yeah, And let me check with the boss.
Yeah, let me see what the calendar is.
Let me see what the calendar is.
That's what we got to do.
All right, last one here. This is the money one.
Okay.
Would you get a hair transplant?
Am I going to Turkey to do it?
I don't know, but John Cena, the reason I had this on my list for a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you saw John Cena. It was in the Post during maybe SummerSlam week or whatever. He got a hair transplant, and he said it changed his entire life.
How? He still looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I guess it was the bald spot. Fans were getting on him. He's been in more movie roles now, he's saying. I don't know. I just read the headline.
Bruce Willis had no hair. Denzel's bald now. Yeah. I saw him on First Take. What? No.
Is he shaved his head, Denzel?
I think it was for a role. Either he lost it or no. I don't. He couldn't have lost it that quick because he had it fairly recently. All right. So I would never do that. Now, if
money weren't a thing,
I'm saying money out of it. No, I like being bald. I honestly prefer it. I kind of wish the sides would completely go away, so I don't have to shave at all. Let the sides be like the top. I think that there are very few things that I would have surgically enhanced. Like I told you, one of my buddies got an enlargement back in the day. Made it shorter.
Yeah.
True story. Made it shorter. I'll tell you off the air. Yeah, he did. I would never do that. And maybe if I could suck off, an inch of the love handles, like just suck that out with the fat vacuum.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe I'd do that, but no, I'm kind of happy the way I look, in a humble way. I'm good.
I think
my wife likes it.
Yeah, I get all that.
I think
I'd be open to it. Imagine what you could do with hair. Like, it's a pain in the rear end shaving the hair every other day or every day.
Dude, you look like a freak, man. What, one day you come on SNY, hey, I'm joined by Andy Martino. Yeah, okay, great. We're Sal.
No, you need to take some time off. I can take a couple weeks during the summer maybe and come back with a full head of hair.
And how would you wear it? That's the question.
I think all different.
You mean all different?
I mean, I like to have, I don't know, sometimes maybe go a little mohawk, sometimes.
Mohawk?
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean faux hawk, not a mohawk.
Yeah, maybe faux hawk, right? Whatever.
Now, like if I had hair like Gordon, who just walked into the studio, Knight and Silver Fox, very distinguished.
That's what I'm
saying. That looks good.
Right.
We're talking about getting a hair transplant. This crazy person said he would actually go to Turkey and get one.
I would consider it. I didn't say go to Turkey. I would consider it. I don't know.
You better go to Turkey because otherwise it's going to look bad.
Gordon could shave his head right now and look like us. We can't do anything to look like him.
No, you don't want. I have a very long head.
Yeah, but everybody
says
that.
I would not look good with a shaved head.
Everybody who has hair says that, but they always say that. Oh, you have a good head size head for being bald. Well, because I had to find out the answer. You didn't. You might.
Right. I'd like to have the option. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
The option.
Yeah.
And if Cena can do it, then maybe I can do it.
Nah, dude, stop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.